It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right, this is a very interesting story. If you read today, Held Arctic story in the Tribune about County Commissioner John Fritchie, who's been on this show a number of times, and in full disclosure, is somebody that I've known almost my entire life.
Went to high school together?
Friends. Yes, well, grade school, high school, we couldn't, hard to avoid. The story about the commissioner is that he has a medical marijuana card. Isn't that correct, John? You have a medical marijuana card?
First of all, hi, Ro. Hi, Anna.
Hi, John.
Good to be back. And that is the gist of it. And, you know, in full candor, it's a story that I approached Hal Dardick with because I wanted to be able to tell the story. You've seen a transition of where elected officials didn't want to admit ever having smoked pot to saying, yeah, I did, but I didn't really like it. And obviously, you know, there's a clear difference between medical cannabis and legalizing, which I've been in support of for a long time. But, you know, I was, in 2004, one of the original sponsors when I was in the legislature of the Medical Cannabis Act. And so, yeah, there's a certain amount of irony that I've got a card now. But the main reason I wanted to do this, and a number of people advised me not to because of political fallout, was, you know, I want people to not feel stigmatized about needing a card, about having a card. You know, cannabis has been used for literally thousands of years for medical purposes. You know, it's now recognized in the majority of states as having proven medical uses. And people should be no more self-conscious about having a medical cannabis card than they should about taking high blood pressure medication, things along those lines. Now, obviously, there's different issues about, you know, public safety officials, school bus drivers, that type of thing. But you have a lot of average people who still feel either embarrassed or self-conscious about even talking to their doctor about wanting to get one. So I, you know, wanted to be able to take advantage of my status as, I guess, a public figure, for lack of a better word, to say, look, I've got one. I wish I didn't need one. I do. And, you know, I use it, and it works.
Let me ask you this, though, because this is a little unclear. So I'll ask the question directly. What do you use it for? What is your medical marijuana need?
With all due respect, and, you know, I'd hope people would respect medical privacy. Let's say that there are 40 qualifying conditions right now. After lengthy discussions with my doctor and another doctor, it was determined that this may be something that works, and it's something that works. It's not.
I know you. It was in the paper, and I mean, we've talked about this, and it was in the public sphere. You've had two or three medical kind of major medical issues over the last year, year and a half.
I had significant surgery last fall for a potential cancer issue with, you know, God bless, wasn't cancer, and then I underwent a full hip replacement. Now, neither of those were pleasant, but those are the types of things that qualify for needing a medical cannabis card.
We'll talk about that, John, because I think that's a really important issue here. You're not revealing, for privacy reasons, and we'll respect that, what the condition is you're using the medical marijuana for. But Illinois is one of the more restrictive states when it comes to the qualifying conditions, and I know you're working to try to change that.
Well, you know, Illinois is probably the most restrictive state, and the state has consistently been trying to make it harder. So chronic pain, which is something that is recognized in a number of states, was recommended to be recognized here by the Medical Cannabis Advisory Board.
But that's not on the list, governor, is it?
No. And so the governor ignored the recommendation of the board, and so the state is actually appealing it. But so there are a number of conditions that are allowable in other states and aren't allowable in Illinois. But like I said, you know, I was there at the forefront of this in Illinois, and because of the conservative nature of a lot of the state, especially at that time, unless something very conservative got passed, nothing was going to get passed. So, you know, it was a good start. There's a lot of room for improvement. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people that could legitimately benefit from it. Who don't have access to it right now. And, you know, you don't want to force these people to have to get access, you know, through the black market. So, you know, why not give them the dignity of saying, here's a medicine that works. Nothing else works. Whether it's for, you know, musculoskeletal relief, whether it's for pain and inflammation, whether it's for hunger for certain patients that, you know, need to eat and can't.
Well, I mean, there have been
a host of issues.
Waivers on marijuana or on THC, essentially, because there was a fabricated version of it for years that was given to chemotherapy patients and things like that to help them eat and fight nausea and, you know, other kinds of things. And now, you know, that was never as effective as stuff that was actually grown from the plant. They were never able to replicate the structure of that chemical the same way. So now this stuff is out everywhere. You see these medical marijuana places popping
dispensaries.
Up. Dispensaries, thank you. I can't remember the name. Popping up all over the place. But the thing is, I guess what's interesting to me is that this has become a political issue, and not along the lines of decriminalization anymore, even legalization. It's now become about the identity of the user. And it's another identity politics moment. And a way to separate out in this increasingly sorted, and I mean that in sorted, S-O-R-T-E-D, not sorted, but the way that we're sorting ourselves in terms of our political identity, this is another one of them. And whether you're, you know, you want total legalization of marijuana for recreational use, or you want it for medical purposes, or you want it to made illegal on all levels, this has become a new wedge issue. And it's fascinating to see that you are, you're the guy coming out and going, hey, this is what this is about. I use medical marijuana. I have a card. It's legal. And I want to identify myself as that. We were just talking about this. Dan Biss has a cannabis, like a poster that, you know, like a yard sign that you can put up.
Yeah, yeah, right? Just what you'd expect.
It's very, very Bernie, what's going on here.
Well, we have someone
to show you. Oh, I'm sorry,
John, you should listen to this because I think it's interesting and part of this debate we're talking about here. 224, a texter writes, I'm a teacher. I can get all the narcotic drugs I need, but I can't get a marijuana card for my particular issue. Go figure. And I think that's the other thing that I think people are sort of scratching their heads. For chronic pain, you can get opioids, right? But you can't get a medical marijuana card.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, because what people are realizing now is that medical marijuana and the pain relief properties it has could be one of our most effective tools in the opioid crisis. You know, doctors have no problem writing people hundreds, if not thousands, of opioids. And, you know, winding up with these folks addicted to it. And a lot of these folks say, I don't want to be on them, but I can't get access to medical cannabis. So, you know, there are a host of reasons. But I want to get away from the thought that, you know, this is a way for, quote unquote, potheads to get access to marijuana. I will tell you that, you know, when I'm in the dispensary, you will see these people, and these people want to alleviate suffering of one form or another. And these are, you know, people's grandmothers, you know, people in wheelchairs, people with a lot of different conditions. And so I need people to understand, you know, what this is really about. Let's get away from the reefer madness mentality, and hopefully we'll start to do that. You know, with respect to the legalization, you know, I passed a referendum that's going to be on the March ballot in Cook County, seeing if people want to support full legalization for adults 21 and over. And if you support it, great, vote yes. If you don't, vote no. But I want to give 40% of Illinois residents, which is what we have in the county, the ability to weigh in on that. But I think part of the way that we get there is to get away from the demonization of the whole concept of marijuana.
It's interesting.
It is.
We're finally having this conversation. In this decade, the 20-teens, marijuana and gay marriage were going to be the two big changes, I always thought. That, you know, that by the time we got to 2020, the gay marriage was going to be legal in all 50 states, and now it is by act of the Supreme Court, essentially. And medical marijuana, or marijuana in general. Like, I think we're going to head to recreational across all 50 states before 2022, because there's a huge economic incentive too, especially in states like this. I got to just say that the thing that, and I don't, you know, I don't like the pot. I mean, John even knows this from our childhood. I don't like the pot. I never did. But the reality is that it's A lot of people do. They like it. If you like, you know, anybody who drinks has no right to tell somebody that they can't smoke pot because it's quite honestly better for you than alcohol. I say that as a very large fan of alcohol. I mean, but I can tell you that you know, if you were, you know, it's like you don't want the kids to play football. If you could teach the kids one way or the other, you know, like, you know, you should take up soccer as opposed to football because you won't get a head injury.
You put them in the pot.
You put them on the pot before you put them on the alcohol. I mean, it's like. This horse is out of the barn. I mean, and for the state of Illinois to be as broke as it is, and now the new infrastructure program that is coming out of Washington, where the state of Illinois has to pay for its own infrastructure, not federal money. Look out! We need the money.
And listen, there's a lot of money involved, but let's be honest too. Here, while Rauner is governor, it will not happen. He's made that clear. But I think with it, and I'm not saying this is a political pitch, but the Democratic candidates have made clear that, yes, they're going to support this idea. And, you know, the money will be there down the road, but the savings that we would have immediately are this: the unclogging of our court system. You know, Chicago police arrest thousands of people every year on low-level marijuana.
I know, but there's another issue there, though. Police, that's, I always bristle at that argument.
To sweep folks up.
Yeah, but they do it. I mean, there's still a huge gang economy in marijuana. And maybe you take that out, or maybe you don't. That's the other. That's a scary potential. I don't like that as an argument.
But you need to keep something in mind, though. Chicago police arrest somebody. All the other costs come to my level of government, Cook County. It's right. Cook County Jail, Cook County right. Sheriff, Cook County yeah. Courts, on and on. So 90% of those cases get thrown out already. If we can keep those cases from being brought through legalization, you will immediately see millions and millions of dollars in savings by unclogging the court system. We're going to have much more effective criminal justice reform since the overwhelming number of these arrests are of young minority men. And so, you know, the windfall that people talk about in revenue down the road, that would be there, but it's, you know, legitimately 2 to 3 years down the road. But there are immediate effects and immediate savings. And, you know, you've got to start someplace.
All right. John, thank you very much. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, John. Appreciate
right.
it.
Thank you both. I appreciate it.
Cook County Commissioner John Fritchie. All right. Let us now check in with Judy. It's coming up in the top of the hour news.